Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Stevie Dan, bringing this back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're broadcasting live from the Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston at the Insperity Invitational Golf Tournament. My 15th year to broadcast from here, the 16th tournament that they had. They had two in 1 year, way back in the day. So love being here. This is one of my favorite things to do all year long. And it's all about small business. It's all about golf and two of my favorite things in the world. And I get to be with some of my favorite people. As I said, in full disclosure, Insperity is our presenting sponsor. And one of their leaders, Nate Olson, is managing director of business development at Insperity. No less than that job. How about that? And we talked about channels in the previous segment. Nate, thanks again for being here. We talked about the whole channel program. I think we probably broke some news for a lot of people. I think most people don't know how the channels work or how that whole system works. But another angle, and this is something that I talk about all the time on the show, is the power of referrals. Referrals are the holy grail of sales. If you can get a referral, you are light years ahead of just banging on the door saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" And one of the things that you guys focus on a lot are helping people develop referrals. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Jim, we have about 550 business performance advisors across 73 offices across the U.S. And by far, referrals and the business that we receive from our broker partners and affiliate partners, we also call them COIs or centers of influence.
Right.
Those referrals that we receive from those partners, we call them partners of ours because they really are partners in our business, but they close at an average rate of 3 times that of a self-generated lead.
Let's stop on this. Hold on, Nate. Wait, Nate.
Hold on.
I want to let that sink in. Folks, this is going to be in the test. He said that a referral introduction has a 3-time greater chance of closing than just you banging on the door saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" Think about that. 3 times. Think about the time, Nate, you could spend developing a referral to increase your chances instead of just smiling and dialing and burning bridges by cold calling. What do you think?
A no-brainer. Absolute no-brainer. Spend a little time developing those relationships. Again, these are trusted advisors to whoever your clients are. And so in our case, it happens to be insurance brokers. It could be anything from accountants and CFOs, maybe even managed service providers in the technology sector. But these are people that have the ear of the business owner. And so that's rarefied air. That air that the business owner is breathing with that trusted advisor, we want to breathe that same air. And the way to do that is to get in and form these relationships with the trusted advisors to our clients. Now,
by being a client of one of those trusted advisors, not only do you have access to a company like Insperity, but while you're there, you get to be around all these other people. You get to network with other people who are part of your world that you can either collaborate with or maybe you do some kind of business with. I mean, it's all about meeting people who have common interests and try to help each other. That's really what referrals are all about, isn't it?
That's it. That's it. In fact, we have Tyler Pearson within our group. He runs our loyalty program, and he talks about with the COIs or centers of influence that these are people that have a personal and or professional interest in helping you succeed, and vice versa. So it goes both ways. It's the law of reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
You want to help them, and thereby they're going to help you. Again, increasing the 3 Bs, the volume, the value, and the velocity of the leads that come into your organization. Not only are we closing 3 times, do we have 3 times a chance of closing the deals that we get from our trusted advisors, that the sales cycle is cut in half. Mm-hmm. Literally from 90 days down to 30 to 60 days. And then the average size deal is more, 20% more for us. And on top of that, these clients stick around with us for a full 12 months longer than our normal clients.
And so the
ROI is off the charts.
And in the age of the customer where people don't have to let you in, they don't have to have you for everything they need to make a decision, it's when you don't do what Nate is talking about, when you blunder around trying to make cold calls, you're not only probably not getting as much business as you should, you're probably burning some bridges, and you're doing harm to your brand. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have business performance advisors. That is their title. That's what they do. That's how they help businesses run better, grow faster, make more money. And part of this is, I mean, if you're a business owner, a phone call from someone who calls in business performance advisor, what do you think it is? I mean, you're probably thinking, well, if you're going to get a business performance advisor, why are you having the cold call?
Right. That's a really good point. That's cutting to the chase. Hey, Nate, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll get you back again real soon. I want you to tell us some more about channels. I want to get my audience more knowledgeable about those, because I really do think that's the what you talked about to us today is the current and the future of prospecting. Nate, thanks for being here. Nate Olson, ladies and gentlemen, Managing Director of Business Development at Insperity. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.